Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio. This is Talk to Me, your host, Linus, and Vernice on duty, and our producer, the sheriff, otherwise known as Chabonet. Anyway, we're here in Washington bringing you the very best. Tonight's show is going to be about healthcare issues and how do you deal with them when circumstances are beyond your control. As of if you're out of work, what are you doing to survive for your health needs? Okay. And, of course, as always, you know, the first thing up, first 10, 15 minutes, I'm going to be talking about entertainment and current news. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is this little 8-year-old girl that the teacher had a problem with her hair oil. The black community of Seattle, Washington is in an uproar, y'all, over an 8-year-old child that was removed from her school because of the oil she uses in her hair. Now, according to the Seattle Times, the little girl is the only black child in her advanced placement class at Marshall Elementary. This child's hair oil is a popular moisturizing oil. You've probably heard about it, organic root stimulator olive oil, moisturizing hair lotion. Somehow, this light oil overwhelmed her teacher, and she was sent home. Since the incident, the girl has been home for 2 weeks. In the report, it is explained that the child is moved to the hallway, then another class. According to the girl's father, Mr. Charles Mudati, the oil in his daughter's hair made her teacher sick. But 2 weeks, y'all, anything more than that day is excessive. If the teacher could prove that she has some sort of allergy to perfumes, maybe this would be excused. But 2 weeks, can we say lawsuit? The school is tongue-tied on this issue. The larger issue is the struggle to stay in our own skin and be comfortable there. The school has no idea what they have unearthed. The plight is for her to use that oil to keep herself looking pretty and willing to keep her hair natural. Anyway, I'll keep you up on this as it continues. Okay. Now about Gary Coleman. Everyone knows Gary Coleman passed last week. And Gary Coleman can finally rest in peace. The actor is going to be cremated, and his former manager has been placed in charge of his estate. Now, Coleman's ex-wife, Shannon Price, no longer has a say in what happens to her ex-husband. In a strange twist of events, Coleman's former manager, Dion Mile, has been placed in charge of the Coleman estate. Over the past week, Coleman's ex-wife has been trying to get money selling deathbed photos of him on life support and after he died, giving tours, y'all, of the home where Gary Coleman hit his head. She says she made the decision to pull the plug on him because it was time for him to go. Kind of like somebody trying to get paid, okay? More than concerned about your husband. I mean, why would you want to have pictures nationally about this man That's all I can say. You're a money-hungry heifer, okay? And that's all I'm going to say about that. Janet Jackson is in love. You know, I told y'all for the last 2 weeks she got the cutest little boy cut. I tell you, Janet just looks like she's 30, 31. She looks so cute. Well, anyway, she's got a new beau, and he's a young Arab. For the first time in her life, she is with a guy who pays for everything. He is younger, he's taller, and richer than she is. Go on, Janet. Put them Jackson skills down. He don't know who he's messing with. I'm happy for you, girl. That's good. God bless you. I hope that the relationship works out and you two will, you know, have a good relationship. Okay, Vivica Fox. We haven't talked about Vivica lately. Inquiring minds would like to know, Vivica, are you engaged? You know she's been going around town, y'all, sporting this big old engagement ring on her friend. You know, her new beau is a young party promoter. Yeah, y'all know she a cougar. Come on, back up. You know she a cougar. But anyway, maybe she is getting ready to get married. We'll see as the future goes along. I have some sports news. Basketball star Dwayne Wade has won temporary custody of his two children. Wade is in a bitter divorce battle with his wife, Siobhan. Siobhan is not taking the breakup well. She has been disobeying court orders and has gone through 9 lawyers. Girlfriend, let it go, okay? And now he's got the kids. I mean, come on, do you need to be on medication or what? Move on, he has. Okay. And remember last week I reported about NeNe Leakes? It was on Housewives of Atlanta. Well, Greg, her husband, and NeNe said that they made a mistake going public with their marital problems. You think? He claims he and his wife have talked about their issues and they will not be splitting up. Did NeNe's fame get in the way? Greg's not ready to throw in the towel. He wants to save his marriage. So be it. You should try to work it out, and I hope you can come to a resolve that everything will be okay. Okay. Marvin Isley of the Isley Brothers passed away last weekend after a long battle with diabetes. Isley was 56 years old and was part of the younger generation of the group. Also, one of the original Golden Girls died last week. Actress Rue McClellan died last Thursday at the age of 76 after suffering a massive stroke. She won an Emmy, y'all, for her role as Blanche on the show Golden Girls, of course. And if you guys ever watch Golden Girls, it's being repeated now, and I believe that's on Lifetime or A&E. Hallmark. It's on every night, and I think it's like on for about a couple hours. But anyway, you can still get your full of Blanche, Dorothy, Rose, and, of course, our Sophia. Blanche, you will be missed. Okay. Now, I have congratulations. Yeah, I'm going to put it like this. Education is number one with me, and I definitely push that with my children. And even if for whatever reason you're not able to complete your high school, you should at least go back and get a GED. That is very important. We have a call on the air. We have a call on the air. Who's this? Hello? Hello? We have a call on the air? Hello? Well, we'll keep trying here. I don't know what's going on. For some reason I'm not picking up the call. Okay, but anyway, let's get back to this good news. Congratulations to Fantasia. She finally got her high school diploma. Fantasia had to drop out of school because, you know, she was pregnant with her daughter. But then she won American Idol fame, of course. So Fantasia says getting her GED was a dream come true. Fantasia, I admire you and I applaud you for going back getting your GED. That is so important. So thank you for doing that and completing your education. Okay. Next thing up, is Heidi Klum and Seal will be giving out love advice on their new Lifetime reality series. The married couple will be acting as love coaches. Ain't that cute? Also, Whitney Houston is not pregnant. For you folks that noticed that Whitney has gained a lot of weight, I think that Of course, you know, her European tour, her fans continue to be disappointed with her weak vocals and singing out of a tune. And sources are saying that Houston is eating out of frustration, and that's why she's packing on the pounds. She also continues to wear that tight clothing, Whitney, you put on weight, which actually accentuates her weight gain. Okay, so Whitney is probably, maybe she's going through a little depression or something there. Whitney, I hope you can get it together and feel better. Okay, and we got news. Remember the Pointer Sisters for all us baby boomers? Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters now joining the VH1 Celebrity Rehab. And Bonnie is 59 and has had a history of drug abuse for much of her life. Bonnie's sisters, June, you know, passed away a few years ago. The Pointer Sisters are now made up of Ruth and Anita Pointer. And thus ends our
the update on
update on entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So just stand by for 1 minute, please. 1 minute. I've got a caller, and I don't know why it's not coming in.
Can you hear me?
I can hear.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're on the air now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, Koala. Okay.
Hey.
All right, hold on.
What's your name?
Oh, welcome, Koala. It's always a treat to have you call in. We really appreciate it. Okay, we're going to get to the discussion. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand why your call wasn't coming up, but you should be on the air. You are. You're on the air. Okay. Let me turn it over to Bernice and let her begin this.
Hi, Koala. I'm Bernice.
Hey, Bernice.
Koali. Koali.
Koali,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. The first thing I know we were going to talk about was a cobra. Interested, too, in what you have back there. The cobra health care out here is charging people $400 a month for health care, which is not good. And speaking to a couple other people, they're just paying cash when they go to the doctor for whatever thing. So this is what we probably need to talk about. Go ahead, Bernice.
Are there any ways that people can go outside of COBRA to get health insurance?
Quali?
Oh, I'm not familiar with COBRA.
Oh, okay.
I have Blue Cross Blue Shield. I don't know about COBRA. Blue Cross Blue Shield, I pay part, and the agency pays part.
Uh-huh.
So I think my part is maybe about $300 a month, something like that, somewhere in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know what? The last time we were all together, remember we were talking about, did our clinics here have a sliding fee scale?
Right.
And
I didn't run across anything.
No,
with a sliding
we didn't.
Fee scale, but we did run across different types of insurance that were at a lower rate where people can afford them.
Yeah. The deductible is higher, but the monthly service charges were cheaper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I ran across LifeWise Insurance. That's under U.S. insurance. And they had a good one at $175 a month for their policies. And then there's another one under U.S. insurance called the Assurant Health, and that's $176, and their monthly policies. I did find something in AARP, and it's through Aetna, but we found out that the insurance for Aetna, it wasn't for Washington State.
No, and we found that out, too, that some insurance, we went through ARP. That's what it was.
Okay.
We went through ARP to see what they cover for people, like, you know, if you're out, you know, without a job, which
mm-hmm.
we discussed on the first show,
mm-hmm.
and AARP didn't have anything in our area, at least not in the communities where we were checking on.
Right.
There might be a possibility in the city of Seattle, but outside of Seattle, we didn't see anything available to residents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do people do who are not employed and don't have any savings and they get sick? What do those people do?
This is what we're trying to find out, what they do in the different health insurance companies that they can go through to get their health coverage. And
well,
these
here
are some
as I mentioned before, here we have, well, they're not real, I guess you could call them clinics, but they're not clinics that you would think of in years past.
Uh-huh.
They're places where people go. I mean, everybody, I go to one myself, and I have two insurance policies, but I still go to a place that takes people on the sliding fee scale.
Oh, okay.
I mean, a lot of places do both. They take Medicaid, Medicare, sliding fee scale, Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
Is this here in
South Carolina?
Oh, South Carolina, okay.
But you know what I just thought about? Now, what do you do if you're not 65 years old or 62 years old even?
You can,
you know, that,
sliding fee scale. They can go to the same place I go to, and I have two different types of insurance coverage.
Uh-huh.
And to the same place, get the same care from the same doctors.
Mm.
So we're going to have to look into that one.
Yeah, I don't think that they're, I don't, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, because like I said, when we discussed, we were starting the discussion, you know, we said it was DSHS,
mm-hmm.
that you had to go through them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the Department of Social and Health and Welfare, which ends up being less than an HMO, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You don't even get half the coverage that the HMO does.
Right.
I'm curious, now, Quali, you and I are still working, and for me, my company is paying less now, and we have to pay more. I had went to the dentist, and I was so shocked. I had to pay for half my bill, where before it was like 80 to 90% coverage, and, of course, some things 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But what I had done, they only paid half of it, and I was like, wow, I was surprised when I got the bill. So I called and talked to the nurse, and she said, oh, no, that's changed. She said, now your company only pays half.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay the other half.
Mm-hmm.
Are you finding that also where you work? Or
no,
you
basically here we don't have dental coverage unless maybe like in a car accident, you know, dental, that type of dental work, but not the checkups and fillings and things of that nature. It's not covered.
Well, let me ask Bernice now, do you know anything about dental care? I mean, since you're out of work, but you probably haven't had
dental
to go.
Care, yeah, I went to dental, when I was working, we had dental coverage and vision coverage, and it was a separate price, and at the same time, what you'd have to do is, if you want dental, you have to let them know that you want it, and then they give you the amounts that they have for dental. So it depends on what company covers that.
Yeah, I think that's mm-hmm. how it works here too. So it,
yeah.
to me, you have to look at your history, and if you're the type of person that does, if you only need a every 6 month checkup,
mm-hmm.
a cleaning, then it's not worth it for you to invest in the dental.
Pay that kind of money for a dental.
Yeah.
If it's just once a year checkup.
Yeah.
If you have to have surgery done on your
gums or something.
Yeah, or your gums, or have a tooth pulled, or have a what you call that, a root canal or something like that, then
yeah.
that's where you would need more coverage in your dental, because they would most likely cover that.
Well, they just have a base amount. Yes, it's true,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I've been there almost 25 years.
Right.
But they only allow you so much, like your limit may be only $1,500 or $2,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
as high as the dentist is, you could eat that up maybe in 2 to 3 visits.
That's right.
And
you would have to pay the balance.
You, yes.
And you would have to pay the balance. They'll
like
pay whatever, and then they pay the balance.
Yeah.
You pay the balance. Yep.
But like you said, it would depend on the coverage.
Yeah, the type
how much
of
it covers,
work
but
you're going to have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even then, like I say, they give you a base, and after you go over your, I guess we consider that the deductible,
mm-hmm.
then it's definitely out of pocket for
yeah.
the remaining amount.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But this isn't something, you're not going to do this same type of work every year, though.
No.
Oh, no. But it might be a year that it's a priority or critical.
But at the same time,
so.
You want to have the coverage so you can keep your yearly visits up.
Well, yeah.
Because when
you
keep your yearly visits up,
yeah,
then your deductible
yeah.
goes down, and you'll
yeah.
probably be able to catch it much quicker, you know, if there's any problems, and then it'll be less money in the long run
yeah.
to pay. So it would
well,
make sense that way, too.
We'll let you do a payment plan.
Yeah, some dentists
mm-hmm.
will let you do a payment. And some doctors, come to think of it, will let you do a payment plan, too. if you've been with them long enough and they know how you operate as far as your payment, and if you're good with them, I wouldn't think that you would have any problem paying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also, I want to, Vernice, I want you to discuss about, too, about like your blood pressure medicine and how that's changed where they want to give you the generic, but you actually need the name brand because that is only what your body will accept.
No, the problem with me was the name brand was giving me problems to begin with.
Oh, okay.
That was my problem. And then they went to the generic because the name brand made me so nauseous that I couldn't take it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they gave me the generic. And the generic one, they quit making it. And they didn't tell me or my doctor until I went up there to get my prescription filled, and they discontinued it. So she's been trying to look for something for me to take, and they had another one that was out, but I have high blood pressure, so it sped up my heartbeat. So I had to leave that alone. So right now I am without high blood pressure medication as of this moment. So I have to really look into what's going on because I was told also when we were at Billy's house, our friend Billy, and she was, one of the girls was saying the same thing happened to her, that they discontinued her medicine. And it wasn't the doctors that discontinued it.
It was the
pharmaceutical companies that discontinued it. So now, being in the situation that I'm in, I've lost my job, don't have medication for my high blood pressure, so I have to really watch what I eat and drink now.
Yeah,
and see, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work. It doesn't work. You're right.
Mm-mm.
But that's what that's where we're at. We're in a catch 22 position now.
Have you ever gone on the internet to search medications?
Gone personally, no. But my doctor had gone on personally, and she's. I've been with her for years, and I'm assuming that since she knows my metabolism and I've had blood work done up under her. Mm. She knows what I can take and what I can't take.
Yeah.
As far as my medical makeup is.
That's what I'm thinking. What about just a diuretic for right now? A water pill. You can get that over the counter.
Yeah, I haven't tried that one.
A lot of blood pressure medication is part diuretic and part whatever the other stuff is to lower the
pressure.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a diuretic would probably help you out right now.
Okay.
A water pill.
A water pill, okay.
And you can buy that at the store over the counter. It won't be as good as a prescription one, but it's better than being with
being
nothing.
Being without it, yeah, and taking chances on, you know, blood pressure going up because I don't have anything for it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So that was good. That's a good thing. I also have a sheet here that I got off the internet from Group Health. They also have a policy, which is $188 a month. So what do you think about Group Health?
Group Health for me, I used to call it Group Diff.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut in, but I do want to let guests know the number if they want to call in.
Oh.
If you'd like to call in and give your opinion tonight on healthcare issues or employment for 50 years of age and older, please call area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914, and we do have a caller.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the line. Who's calling in?
Oh. Hello, my name is Brenda.
Welcome to the show, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
Hello. I'm a little bit late, but one of the things I haven't heard you communicate is Washington Basic Health. It is available. You can find it online. It's under basichealth.hca.wa.gov.
Okay.
So that's one of the ways if somebody has low income or they do not have income and they basically look at your income and your documents and then they determine how much you're going to be paying. You can
okay,
pay
for someone who's on unemployment, would that also work for them too?
Well,
yes.
Yeah, they're going to look at your income either way.
Okay.
That's a sliding fee scale.
Okay.
But what they do is they literally let you choose whether you want to go to Molina or community health care. And then
okay.
you would get a doctor like any other insurance program. It's just not as extensive.
Okay.
But you would be able to have access. But you have to apply first.
Okay.
And they have a waiting list, so they do look at whether you already have previous health care or you have health care at the moment with someone
mm-hmm.
else. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, Washington State is a little hard on the funding, so.
It is. That's what we are talking about, is it is so hard.
But you can certainly at least try, just,
mm-hmm.
you know, apply. Everybody, just look up Washington Basic Healthcare.
Okay. I sure will. That's good to know.
Yeah, that's some good information for y'all.
Yes, it is. Because we were really worried about that, because there's a lot of people here in Washington that are getting laid off, and they're just, you know, they're getting scared because they have no health care.
And also, 50-plus adults represent one of the fastest-growing labor groups in the United States,
mm-hmm.
in part because many of today's older workers are delaying retirement, which Kowali spoke about that. There is no initiative to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So people seek senior jobs, you know, for supplement or inadequate retirement income, while others continue to work for personal satisfaction. Often seniors retire one occupation only to begin another.
Yeah, but there's another thing to look at that could actually generate work sources is volunteer work. You could,
yeah.
They have a volunteer match program. You can go online and find that. And there, once you get involved with some volunteer programs, you know, jobs could open up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of work out there. It's just finding it. You need to look more creatively,
mm-hmm.
I think.
The healthcare industry needs people desperately.
Yeah, they do.
There you go.
They really do.
And a lot of hospitals will hire people that are much older for different. Everybody doesn't have to have a medical degree to work at the hospital.
Mhm. Mhm.
You know, they have cafeterias, they have cleanup, they have different sections where you have to do file. There's a lot. And
yep.
They're
sure
not
is.
To discriminate for age, so.
Mhm.
No, and older workers are recognized for the value for having good work ethic too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Providing experience and knowledge, job stability in the workplace, which what Vicky was saying earlier, you know, that's not the young people, not necessarily. You're trying to look cute. No, we're
no.
here as a work ethic. And
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay. I think it's a good idea.
You can also sign on with some private agencies to do that as well.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. I agree. I was going to suggest. It might be better for people to stop looking for big corporations only and actually look to small neighborhood, you know, venues. I mean, if you know there's a doctor's office up the street or a couple of blocks from you, why not go and see if they have any kind of work available?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a good
see
idea,
if they have,
too.
Have some kind of health care plan. You know, maybe you wouldn't really need one because he would act as, you know, your doctor. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
There's always Walmart. Y'all have a Walmart there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have several of those here.
Welcome to Walmart.
Yes.
Come on in.
This is Walmart.
How you doing?
Okay.
How you doing? Oh, that's the truth.
Yes, we do. We have lots of Walmarts and super Walmarts, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes factory work, you know, you may have to come down a couple of pegs.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Work you were used to doing, but there's work out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have people coming in from foreign countries doing work that you know, that people that are here basically
mm-hmm.
don't want to do anymore.
Don't want to do anymore, exactly. And they're going to have to just come down and just like, okay, we're going to have to get down and dirty like the rest of them, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And walking and crawling again before you can walk.
And may I add one more little thing? I'm a graduate student, so, and I'm 47. Not quite
mm-hmm.
50, but I'm just about there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go back to school, folks. I mean, I know it seems like an expense you may not want to get involved with. I didn't want to. I was debt-free before I started college. But, you know, are you going to invest in yourself? Or are you going to invest
in a new TV?
Oh,
well, that's what I'm doing right now. I start shooting next week. On the 21st at Highline Community College here in Tacoma, Federal Way, Washington. So I feel you on that one. I said, okay, I'm 58. We'll be 59 in September. So I said, perfect opportunity for me to go to school. So I'm going for my AA degree. Thank you. I'm going for my AA degree in medical assistant.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah. So I said, okay, I'm going to make the use of this time here. It's perfect, and that's what I'm doing.
Financial aid if you're unemployed.
Yes. Yes. Financial aid. We'll get the extra 52 weeks. We don't know how long that's going to last, but I was granted that, so I was happy about that, too. So
that's good.
Just about done. Just about done. So I start on the 21st of this month.
That's wonderful. I really
I
applaud you.
Thank you.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Amen.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for my children to be grown and gone and have their wives and their children. I said, okay, it's my turn. It's my turn, people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited. I'm really
excited. Well, that's beautiful.
And you know, I think the person who was suggesting about the sliding fee scale. Remember, people, there's also alternative medicine, naturopathic doctors.
Right.
A lot of times they can work out things, and they're, you know, people actually are doing more bartering now too, where you know, maybe you do a little cleanup around or filing, and then it helps to fund your doctor's appointment.
It sure does.
So it's something to look at when you look at more private and smaller agencies that, you know, I think that they're going to be the shining stars in this corrupt corporate regime that has brought our country to our knees.
Yep.
Yeah, and then too, Brenda, some of the health care things, what was it that Obama is not going to go into effect till 2014, which isn't helping people right now? I mean, I love all the positive now. I'm not trying to take it down. Remember, it was something that wasn't
health reform.
Health reform.
The health
starts in 2014?
2013.
Yeah, that's when the
2013.
Is it 2013
okay. Universal health care.
Yeah, the whole health care reform program is supposed to be in place by 2014. There are monies that are released at the moment. But everything's supposed to be switched over.
Yeah. So I think this year everything is in the process of being switched over. So we don't really know all the ins and outs of it, right? Because that's what he was saying. He says all of it's not being worked out yet. We're still working through it.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to need to, I mean, because it's a process.
Yeah.
How is this going to, you know, is this working, is it not working? And I think that that's the healthiest attitude to have. Instead of saying no, just say, like, how can we, you know, put it in force and then adjust it, like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. And, too, Brenda, as people age, you know, they continue to create demand for goods and service, right? So
yes,
hopefully it creates jobs for people to produce those products and services. And in the United States alone, people 50-plus, we control 75% of this nation's disposable income and own 70% of all personal financial assets.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you're bringing up a great point to jump back to Obama's point and many other healthy people is prevention. I think that this nation, the Western medicine is always about come see me after it's messed up. Instead of, let's just be balanced now. And
exactly. We don't want to wait until after everything's out of whack. We want to prevent it.
And one of my master's thesis is going to deal with trying to reduce the stigma of mental health in this country because I think it's healthy for people to see a counselor on a regular basis, not every day, not necessarily every month, but people should be more balanced. Mentally, socially, physically, and emotionally. And if we're doing that with our health care and we seek balance first, our health care costs will reduce.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Reduce. Because the more imbalanced we are with the way we eat, the way that we behave, the way we keep ourselves, or even our thought process, then there's more deaths, there's more crime, you know, there's more cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that
I agree
as soon
with
as America starts moving towards balance overall, these health care costs are not going to be a problem. And I think
mm-hmm.
the people who care about the costs the most are the ones who are more attached to just living their lives any way they want to, and then doctors supposed to come fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's not good, because they have to first, it has to first come from them and not from the doctors.
Well, too, you know, Brenda, they're pushing the wellness program through these different companies, too, now. And also,
yeah.
you can go to wellness stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she's right. We really do need to get back in balance, and we wouldn't have a lot of the health concerns.
Exactly.
I mean, granted, we're going to be stressed out by particular situations
in
your
yeah.
life,
mm-hmm.
but still it could be a balance. And I like that there are different areas you can, you know, what did you say, Brenda, the Western way or naturopath, a holistic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you people are listening out there, and if you're 50-plus, please do that. Look at other alternatives if you want to give yourself, you know, some options.
Mm-hmm.
My mom she's turning 80 this year, and she sees an acupuncturist for recurring neck pain, and instead of relying on medication, you know, which could then shift her body into another imbalance. I would, in a million years, never have thought my mother would go see an acupuncturist. But the point is, just because of the way things used to be, like Dr. Whoever used to say this and do that, that doesn't necessarily mean it works today in this current, you know, world.
Yeah.
Technology's improved, and,
true.
You know, maybe a new, younger doctor might be better to check out, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't need to, you know, bring in leeches and bleed people out to fix them anymore. Sometimes
no.
you just need their minds to realize that, hey, you're really not that unhealthy. You don't need to
exactly.
come into the doctor all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just get
mm-hmm.
out and take a walk,
mm-hmm.
like I need to do.
I think that's what we all need to do, is get out and take a walk.
I agree. I
mm-hmm.
could use like 10 million more walks.
mm-hmm.
Well, I think, I mean, now, if you don't mind the producer interjecting, and I know I'm 33, but there are also, you have yoga. You also have nutritional counseling.
Ooh,
you also
yep.
have meditation. You can have the healing touch or biofeed. And acupuncture, Brenda is right, is a good place to start. So there are options out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're over 50, open your mind to other options. Not just the doctor that you've always gone to. You know, sure, you may have helped build his house and put his kids through college.
Yeah, I'm trying to get somebody else in there and see what we can build with them. You know, maybe a little
yeah.
hut with a window or two, maybe a little spot for a fireplace. You know, have a little
right.
heat coming in.
Yeah. Maybe you should, you
yeah.
know, start thinking of ways to, you know, just like I said, barter with a naturopathic doctor or somebody
mm-hmm.
else, and think about yourself. Think about
mm-hmm.
your health, because it's not for us to rely on our doctors to keep us healthy.
No,
it's up to us to actually learn about what's going to make us. My mom gets on the internet now, and she's 80
mm-hmm.
years old, and
mm-hmm.
she starts checking out the different medications, and, you know, I wish she could be completely off of them, but...
Mm-hmm.
She's not, I mean, she's running around all over the place. She's pretty pretty healthy for someone her age.
I know your
mama.
She's very active.
yeah.
mm-hmm.
She's more active than me. She's in better shape than me, and I'm 47. So she's an inspiration to all of us. And, hey, Vernice,
yeah.
she graduated
Vernice.
At age 61 from college.
Really?
Yes.
Bless her heart. Bless her
yes.
heart.
I'd like to come in for a minute and let the callers know if you would like to call in and discuss, the health care issues and employment issues for 50 years of age or older. Please call in at area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Quali?
Yes.
Oh, step on up, lady.
I'm 3 hours ahead of y'all.
Ah.
It's almost 10 o'clock here. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, did you want to go? Get off
no.
the line?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
And since you're 3 hours ahead of us, you know, you can bring us up to your level wherever you are with your health care.
Yeah.
My health care is fine. Everything's working for me.
Good.
That's good.
Good. Is your state having any problems with the younger people?
The younger people. Well,
yeah, getting their health care taken care of, or is the working force still working for them, or what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
South Carolina is a funny state.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say a lot of people in South Carolina receive public assistance.
Okay.
So everything's taken care of for them.
Okay.
For those
individuals.
And then for the other group that fits somewhere in the middle, we have places with the sliding fee scales. And then for those that are working, most have insurance coverage, or they fall back on one of the other two groups.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. That's good.
Mostly everybody is taken care of, but here's something interesting. My podiatrist does not have medical insurance because he can't afford it. He owns his own practice, and he can't afford insurance. But so he gets an annual checkup because he's not sickly, and he pays for that out of pocket, and he's waiting until he gets 65 years old so he can collect Medicare.
Medicare,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, he has no insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, with the basic health care in Washington State, there should be basic health care in all states. That was instituted by the Clinton administration, and, which really tried to push that, this is an issue when everyone else wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so every state should have it, but it's different for each state as to how they run it. I know my friend Melody, who was here last week, she, in Texas, they do have basic care, but you have to drive so far away, a couple hours away, because you have to attend only those specific clinics.
Wow.
And that's how they sort of keep from making it accessible to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think that although you say that everyone's covered in your state, I'd find that hard to believe. I mean, completely.
Well,
she was saying that it was mostly everybody was on public
assistance.
DSHS,
yeah.
People are working. No, people are either, there's three types of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You can get public assistance, you can get Medicaid or Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Medicaid is free.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, if you don't qualify for that, let's just say you're working at corner of a gas station or something, you could fall into the sliding fee scale. Then that, if you're employed and you're covered, on your job. Now, I was mentioning my podiatrist because it would be too expensive. Not that he can't get insurance, but it's too expensive. And
it's
doesn't fit his needs because he only needs a physical once a year. So why would he want to
pay
$8, for $9
all of that.
A month?
Physical,
$900 a month for something that he could pay out of pocket, a couple of thousand dollars.
He could pay a lot cheaper out of his pocket than he pay that every month. That's wild.
That's
which rolls back to what Brenda was saying, and balance.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
He doesn't have to go all the time. He can balance himself out.
Yeah. But I think it's people who lose their jobs, like they lose it, and then it takes them a while to find it. Even COBRA, I know you mentioned it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
COBRA is basically 100% of what the company pays for you to get insurance, which is less than just the average Joe coming off the street.
Right.
So maybe you only pay $120 a month, in with your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lose your job, you may find out that your company is actually paying $500 or $600 a month.
Yeah.
So much more than what you were paying. You're going to have to make up the balance, that $560, which is probably less than what someone off the street might have to pay, which is $900 a month.
Yeah,
so
my job, when I lost my job, it was through COBRA, and my health insurance was $500 a month. I didn't know that until I got that paper, I lost my job. So you're right on that score. You don't know until you get terminated what it is you're actually paying for. Well, there's something that we haven't talked about, y'all. what about people that have pre-existing conditions and they're out of work?
Exactly. Well, that's what the health care reform is to change.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that won't go into effect till 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So
not until 2014.
Yeah,
yeah. So what about up until now?
Yeah,
up until
so
then,
what do you
rather?
Do now if you're a pre-existing? Just say, for example...
Well, Vernice, right, you get your COBRA. What happens if Vernice doesn't just stay on her COBRA before she gets another job?
When I lost my job, that same day I lost my COBRA.
Well, COBRA is supposed to extend through the end of the month of wherever you get.
Mm-hmm.
If you get fired any time in the month, through the end of the month, maybe you get, or you're terminated, or you, whatever,
mm-hmm.
lose your job,
right.
Say you get, you know, if you're terminated on the 27th, you have 3 days. If you're terminated on the 2nd, you have the rest of the month. They have to cover
yes.
you through the end of the
that's
month
what
for
I thought
all your
so
benefits.
Too. Yeah, that's
so,
what
you
I
know,
thought
and if
so,
they,
too.
And if they tell you different, then it's a legal issue. But
mm-hmm.
then you have 18 months from that time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
mm-hmm.
continue to pay. You
mm-hmm.
can't let it lapse.
Mm-hmm.
You have up to almost 2 years for COBRA. And the reason you keep it is
mm-hmm.
because of that whole clause of pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't keep the COBRA, when you go to another insurance, they'll say you have a pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
That means you generally have to wait 6 months to a year before they will allow you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
So that's how people
if you were
get... Yeah.
Go ahead, Brenda. I'm sorry.
That's the reason people get stuck in the COBRA when they have children that might have some pre-existing conditions, ADHD or... cancer or something, you know, anyone in the family with a problem. And so that family, that's how come so many families lost their homes.
Because they cannot, pay that premium.
They can't pay it, but if you don't, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, then you should become eligible for Medicaid.
Well,
not
we should
necessarily.
Be, but not in this state.
Yeah,
they won't let us become eligible for Medicare until we're 65.
Medicaid.
They do have Medicaid here in Washington State. It's supplementary, but it only, you know, it's really strict based on your age, your
mm-hmm.
income,
mm-hmm.
how, you know, all kinds of
exactly.
factors.
Well, if you're about to lose your house and you have all these pre-existing conditions, then you should qualify for Medicaid.
Yeah, you should.
Well,
I mean,
well, Brenda says we have it, but there's a strict criteria that has to be followed in order for you to get it.
And age is one
so,
of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
so it's not an easy availability,
yeah.
sounds like.
You're about to lose your house and you're that far under, then to me you would qualify.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, sweetie. No,
not in Washington State. It's different.
It's not based on whether you're going to lose your house or not. If that were the case, most of America wouldn't be where they are today.
Yeah.
There would have been all those foreclosures.
When you're about to lose your house, you're at your lowest state, I'm assuming. Now, I could be wrong, meaning you've lost your job or you've lost one of two incomes. So you're at a financial low. So you should qualify for some type of assistance, government assistance.
Here's the loophole. Now, this is a legal thing that the sheriff probably understands more. What happens when it comes to those type of situations, if you still have that house is considered some form of equity.
Income,
and
yeah, or equity.
It really, that precarious, and that's why people, 1 minute they have their house, the next minute they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are houses where people are, you know, the house they're going to foreclose on, they move out of their house, and they literally put somebody else in their house. You know, the bank would put somebody else in their house, and yet these people still owe on the house
mm-hmm.
that
yes,
they can't live in. Someone else is living in.
Yep.
Yeah, but if you don't have the income and you don't have the equity, if you owe on the house, then there's no equity, right?
Right.
So that means you don't have any money. So
well,
that's
no, all. Go ahead.
The low end.
It's the same. Like for.
for instance, my sister, I mean, my sister was laid off, and then she was trying to apply for a student loan. Well, the thing is, here's the problem. She's trying to apply for financial aid. She's not going to get a Pell Grant because they're looking at her past year's income.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking at your situation right now.
Yeah, they're not.
That's
they're
not
going to
matter until next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a job between like now and next year, like a month before your year's up, then they're going to kick in that 1 month. It's that dastardly.
Right.
That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Elizabeth Warren, check her out, and she's the head of the TARP committee.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is just a genius. She's from Harvard Law University, and she talks about how consumers, these are all the problems that consumers keep running into,
yeah.
and why they can't.
Brenda, are you still there? You cut out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
So that's how come people can't get a foot up. So, you know, it's dastardly out here, and that's
mm-hmm.
why she says we need to try to get those lobbyists that are in Washington, D.C., those are the ones that are trying to work for the insurance companies and for the banking industry,
mm-hmm.
and they have more money out there than us poor bloke idiots.
And they do not want to give us any money right now. Of course, they're trying to let everybody know that they are, but in reality, they are not, because if they were, people wouldn't be in this position.
And
it seems to me that you have to be below the poverty level. Other than that, you're
screwed.
And way below.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Let me tell you, don't have a house, don't have a nice vehicle,
because
anything that shows that you have value, that's going to cut on you getting different services.
Yeah.
It's going to go against you to get
mm-hmm.
certain services.
That's right.
Well, it should, because money, taxpayers' money should go to people who need it, not for somebody who's hiding income. You know, you're sitting on stocks and bonds, and, you know, not you personally, but that individual wouldn't deserve to get anything, not taxpayers' money. But if you're genuinely at a poverty level, then the government's supposed to do something about it. That's why we pay taxes.
Well, you're talking about a government from many, many years back, like Lincoln's time. But I don't think we've had that kind of government. I mean, I think that Theodore Roosevelt
years.
Or Teddy tried to come up with that, but
mm-hmm.
it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Obama's trying to get us to shift back to that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at the poverty level, it is there. And I can say in the state of South Carolina, if you're at the poverty level, it's there.
Yeah, I wish it was that way across the United States, but it's not. Because up here, you know, to be poverty up here, you have to be darn near homeless. Because I think even if you make like 39 or 40,000, no, not even 30.
No.
I think
it's
19 to 25.
You got to make below $3,000 a year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, below $30,000 a year.
Excuse me. Yep.
And if you have no children, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. That's right.
Nobody cares what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the double-edged sword. Go out
mm-hmm.
and get pregnant and end up on welfare, or, you know, try to somehow make it when you're dying by yourself.
Yeah.
Your choices are pretty grim.
And then they ask you, well, what are you doing? How come you haven't been able to do this? And how come you haven't, well, you've chopped me off at every avenue. I have nothing else. And
well,
this
that's
is what they're looking at.
Unfortunately, that's the plight of the so-called middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's how it is. So you either have to be below the poverty level or you have to be a rich person. Anybody in between gets the short end of the stick.
Yeah,
always.
It's a definitely
and this is
extreme.
And this is what Obama's trying to put a stop to, because the middle class is always footing the bill, and the lower class, they were getting help, but then the upper class at the same time cut their throat too, so that was two swords against one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True. Well, ladies, I've got about 6 minutes of showtime left, and I'd like to wrap it up, so I'll give each of you a chance to say a few words, and then I'd like to close it out with for folks to look at some other options as far as health care. So, Brenda, you want to go ahead?
Well, I guess what I would advice to people is invest in yourself. I mean, if you don't have something, get on the internet, go to the library, find out what's available. Ask
mm-hmm.
people, you know, what are they doing? How, where are you getting these resources? And somebody probably knows something that can help you. And there's private organizations that are out there that are trying to help people who are in dire straits. So you really need to do that. And the dental, I told my brother, I said, talk to your dentist. Tell him you're having problems financially. Ask if you can pay over the next 2 years. You know, if you can, don't go without your health care because you don't want to get worse. But at least try, if you're going to honestly work at paying them, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are human. They're all out here, and they all are feeling the same thing we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just sitting there being miserable, just ask.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in it.
No.
Because just like her podiatrist, he doesn't have health care, and he's got a business. None of us should be shamed.
Mm-hmm.
We're just move on, you know, but invest in yourself and spend the time to find out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Kowali?
I agree with Brenda 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Bernice?
I also agree with Kowali. She's already went through everything, and make sure that your visits do cover your eye and your dentist, too, so when you go out there, you'll have everything covered when you're looking for your insurance.
Okay.
I'd actually like to just inform the audience, if you, for Washington State, if you are looking for Washington Basic Health Care, you can go to www.basichealth.hca.wa.gov. And I'll say it one more time, it's www.basichealth.hca.wa.gov for Washington Basic Health Care.
Okay.
Thank you,
Shab. Also, I want to mention again your options. There's Western medicine, naturopath, acupuncture, biofeedback, healing touch, meditation, nutritional counseling, and yoga, just to name a few, to put the thoughts on the, you know, on our listeners' mind as options that they can look up and check out. And, of course, Yeah. Okay, next week's show, hang on everybody, next week's show is going to be kind of a potpourri because it's Father's Day. So I think in honor of fathers, we'll have a show about fathers next week, and we'll just be discussing a lot of different subjects about fathers. So look forward to that, to the listeners calling in, and tell us some stories. So anyway, and I want to thank Brenda for calling in. Brenda's our doctor on duty, y'all. Don't let her fool you. Anyway, she's our psychologist. And then also Kowali. We always enjoy her calling in from South Carolina on the other side of the United States. Hope you send her some of that hot weather up here to us.
Please do.
And Bernice, my best, and right here with me. And, of course, our producer, Chabonet, otherwise known as the sheriff. So hope everybody will call in next Sunday and express your feelings, thoughts, words, joy about your father, whether living or dead or grandfather, doesn't matter. If it's a father, call in and we'll have a good chat about it. And I thank you for being on today. Oh, I got one more shout out. Jason and Jessica, I want to say, Jason, happy birthday, and to his wife, Jessica, thank you. Thank you, thank you for an absolutely wonderful time last night and for the beautiful party that everybody enjoyed. And you too, I hope you stay married for another 20 years. So thank you for everything. And this is Linus on Talk to Me. I'll be back next Sunday, same time, same place, 6 to 7.